Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the
blood.
To sing, there's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
When King David's armies were victorious, a messenger was sent to bring the good news of victory to the king. This was common practice in the ancient Near East, a messenger bringing good news. The prophet Isaiah foresaw such a messenger coming to announce the return of God's people from exile in Babylon in Isaiah 52 and verse 7. And the apostle Paul picked up this image when he described the spiritual armor of the believer. You may recall reading of that in the New Testament, the feet ready to bring and proclaim the good news of the gospel of Christ and so on. So which do you consider more beautiful, the messenger who brings good news or the one who brings bad news? Even when bad news is truth, we would much rather see a messenger who we believe is bearing good news and glad tidings. So it is with the one who brings the gospel of peace, as we read of in Ephesians chapter 6. What a blessing he or she is. What a blessing to know personally that God reigns, no matter what the news is. Every Christian can be a beautiful bearer of good news to a world that is searching for answers. Say, why don't you be that person today? I will try to be the same. I trust the broadcast this morning will be a blessing to you as we think about the messenger and the beauty of the Christian's walk. Stay tuned for these 30 minutes together here on Missionary Echoes.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through grace. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season.
That song beautifully done by Allison Durham Speer. God leads his dear children along. And Lord, I thank you this morning that you are ever faithful to lead your dear children along. We are dear to you. We are created by you. We're created in your image. And you have assigned to us our gender, and we are blessed to be able to communicate with God. A privilege that we have that none else of your creation has, and that is to be able to communicate and fellowship and be made in the image of God and to be able to walk with Jesus and be a messenger of light in a darkened world, darkened by sin and ungodliness. We thank you for the hope that you bring into our lives. We know that today there are people that are hurting physically, they're going through difficult news, they're going through painful circumstances, they're facing challenging moments in their lives and wondering how they're going to make ends meet and how they're going to effectively raise their family, how they're going to figure out where they should live and where they should go to school and who should be their mate for life. And Lord, we're thankful that if we will look to you and wait on you, that you are faithful to lead your dear children along. And I pray that each of those under the sound of my voice, whether they are a retiree or someone who is laid up physically or someone who is on the go and yet working to make a living and prepare for retirement or for that day when they can no longer work. And we pray that you'll bless each one and give us all that assurance that we need, that God is still in control and that you know the news, you know the circumstances, you know the agonies of life, the joys and the sorrows, and we can trust you with it and know that you will be faithful to guide and direct our lives as we wait on you. So meet with us during this time together here on Missionary Echoes. Throughout the Sunday school hour and the day of worship before us today on this first Sunday of April, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
All things work for our good, though sometimes we don't see how they could. Struggles that break our hearts into sometimes blind us to the truth. Our Father knows what's best for us, and His ways are not our own. So when your pathway grows dim and you just can't see Him, remember you're never alone. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His end, trust His love.
He sees the master plan, and He holds the future in His hands. So don't live as those who have no hope, for our hope is found in You. We see the present clearly, but He sees the first and the last.
And like a tapestry, He's weaving you and me to one day be just like Him. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart. He alone is faithful and true.
He alone is true.
He alone knows what is best for you. Mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His end, trust His heart.
That song beautifully done by the Stettler Trio, Aren't You Glad We Can Trust the Heart of God? He has seen all of us through numbers of things in our lives, and certainly the Stettler Trio and Paul Stettler in particular has been through a tremendous amount of sorrow, and God has been with him through it all. Well, we're about to begin Sunday school at the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, the church that sponsors this radio broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Sunday school will begin at 9:30. We have classes for all ages throughout our facility. And then at 10:30, our morning worship service. The evening service at 6 o'clock, Reverend Scott Loper will be ministering in the service tonight. You'll not want to miss that, or the Ready, Set, Go class for the children during that time as they are preparing for their next presentation on Children's Day. This week is going to be the Interchurch Holiness Convention in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Numbers of us will be traveling to Tennessee this week for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, April 9, 10, and 11, enjoying the convention. You can watch it online at ihconvention.com. We are also hoping to be able to have a live stream feed in the sanctuary of our church on Wednesday night for those who want to come and watch from the church sanctuary the service on Wednesday evening. So just keep that in mind for this week. Thursday is a momentous day for our church family. One of our own, Kevin Habecker, having surgery. They have to remove an eye due to cancer, and the future is uncertain there. So we lift Kevin and Doreen and the family in prayer and pray for God's healing touch and for direction for his care. Well, we're delighted you've joined us on Missionary Echoes today. We have some more music and a message from God's Word, so stay with us.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh, so
turning our eyes on Jesus helps us to walk the beautiful walk of a Christian, thank the Lord. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And from Psalm 90 in verse 17, and let the beauty of our Lord, our God, be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. The scripture in Isaiah pictures a devoted messenger running fresh news to a distant community. That messenger is devoted to his cause and overcomes all obstacles to fulfill his obligations. He lets nothing deter him from his mission. The beauty of a child conforming to his parents' will is the first point I would like to think about. There is faith and trust and commitment that are necessary for proper maturity, for the healthiness of that home. In the homes where reasonable expectations are set, rules are adhered to, and discipline is considered and consistent, there is generally better health. This shows respect from parent to child and child to parent. It promotes maturity, dependability, and excellence. There is also the necessity for self-worth, and that is for healing. It makes for one to be emotionally stable. One can more readily recognize their true worth. A sense of value is instilled, and the assurance of being wanted and needed brings much stability to the home. Necessary are harmonious living. That is a call for happiness. So there is healthiness, there is healing, and there's happiness. When love and respect reigns, happy is that home. Each serves the other out of love. It is a joyous thing to experience unity, devotion, and harmony in the home. The songwriter said, "Happy the home when God is there and love fills every breast, when one their wish and one their prayer and one their heavenly rest. Happy the home where Jesus' name is sweet to every ear, where children early lisp his fame and parents hold him dear. Rebellion is ugly, isn't it? And it is pitiful. A rebellious one walks right over father's wishes. Wayward children override their conscience. They play with the questionable. They say they see no harm in things that they know deep inside are wrong. It is a beautiful thing to see a child conform to his parents' will. Faith, trust, and commitment are like a breath of fresh air, and so much easier it is for that to be carried over into the spiritual realm of their walk with God when they have learned well how to live and obey in the home." The second thing I noticed along this line is the beauty of a convert conforming to the Father's will. Just as we are attracted to conformity in the home, it is likewise a beautiful thing to see one carefully conforming to our Heavenly Father's will. Faith, trust, and commitment are also necessary for proper maturity, for a healthy relationship. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the fact that we can trust you. You know, something about that has a healthy ring to it. In that environment, one is free to grow and mature to a healthy degree. Then also, it is necessary for self-worth. That's the healing aspect. If anything ever gave me a feeling of self-worth, it was when Jesus came searching for me. He places great value on each of us, and prove that by his life, his death, and his resurrection. All who come to him will not be cast away, they'll not be cast aside. He welcomes all. During the time my sister was in nursing school, we raised a few steers. Ward French, a great friend of ours, did as well, and one day was shot day for those steers. My sister was learning to give shots in her classes, and someone thought it would be good practice for her to stand on the fence and give a few to the cattle. She tried once or twice to penetrate the tough hide, and finally had to do it with gusto. When she did, the steer went running off with a syringe dangling from his backside. We couldn't blame him for running off, but ultimately we were trying to help the poor animal. Can you trust God enough to let him bathe your wounds? His care of us sometimes burns and causes pain, but he does all things for our good and for his glory. So I urge you and I urge myself to remember not to run from him when the pain comes, but learn to stand there and just draw closer to him and let him nurture us and bring us back to health. Faith, trust, and commitment are necessary for harmonious living, for a happy life. What rest and peace comes to the soul of the one who is walking with Jesus? You are committed to the journey, and he brings such joy to the soul. Then there is obedience that comes from the heart. If you want to know the real joys of obedience, then surrender your will to God without limitations, without strings attached. Jesus said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Oh, what a privilege it is to be surrendered to his will. I do not regret having such a close relationship with my Master that he's able to tell me things which those less close may not ever come to know. But because of that nearness to him, he knows he can share it with me, and that I will welcome it and will endeavor to walk in the light of it. There's plenty of room in the inner circle with Christ. I urge you to get as close to him as you can. The songwriter said, Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. I hope you know something of that today. When you really love an individual, you wish to know what pleases them most in order that you may gratify that longing of theirs. When this kind of love relationship exists, the people involved do not complain of the yoke. They do not envy others' relationships. One does not regret the closeness which this kind of love requires or the obligations it creates. Rather, they glory in these obligations. Every fresh revelation of the wishes of the loved one is a fresh delight and privilege. Ah, yes, I found out something else he or she likes. No path is considered too hard for them to travel. How much more beautiful it is to see one this greatly in love with Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you more than the love of friendship. He has given you all, and he asks for all in return. The slightest reserve will grieve him to the heart. He did not spare himself. How can you spare yourself? And so for your sake, he surrendered all that he had, and for his sake, you must surrender all that you have, without limitation or measure. Walk in the light. Be obedient children. He faithfully speaks to his children. Are you listening attentively? You cannot really know him until you have surrendered all to him. Your joy is most full when you have emptied all of self to have him. Be glad and eager to throw yourself completely into his loving arms and to hand over the reins of government to him. Whatever there is of you, let him have it all. Give up forever everything that is separate from him. Consent to give up from this time forward all freedom of choice. The poet said, I have made my choice forever twixt this world and God's dear Son. Naught can change my mind, no, never. He my heart has fully won. Take this world with all its pleasures. Take them, great and small. Give me Christ, my precious Savior. He is sweeter than them all. Delight yourself in a close relationship with Jesus. Do everything you can to keep it that way. Nothing is more beautiful than seeing one fully surrendered to the will of the Heavenly Father. It is then that you are most useful to God and his great kingdom. It is then that you will find the most fulfillments in life. Yes, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. I say yea and amen. And I hope you join me with that today. Thanks for being with us here on Missionary Echoes. Let's do it again next Sunday. What do you say?